Ready for the word tonight. Isn't it good to have the word? I've often told people, as much as I'd like to sing, I'd rather preach than anything. If I had a chance to preach or sing, I'd probably preach, to be quite honest, because I love the word. I love the word sets us free, amen? When we get into the word and we begin to not only read it but begin to live it, it begins to change our life, amen? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in your house tonight, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, just to tap into your presence one more time, God. God, I pray tonight as we begin to get into this service, Lord, I pray that you'd usher in your anointing. God, I pray that you would usher in your presence into this house tonight, God. God, do not let this be a normal, mundane service, but God, let this be a service, Lord, that your Holy Ghost, God, that your power shows up and changes somebody's life in this place tonight. Lord, God, anoint me as I begin to preach your word and the word that you've put on my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 and verse 24. And before we get into this, I want you to understand, if I had a title of my message tonight, it's called The Supernatural, and what that means, and to tap into that, the supernatural. Verse 24 says, and y'all can stand with me, y'all moving slow tonight. Y'all the Pentecostal church. Mark chapter 5, verse 24, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and they thronged him. Now, what that means is he was in a crowd of people. There was a bunch of people around him and following him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest that the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her, that he had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right, you can be seated. I kind of want to lay the stage for you here about this woman. And I kind of want to lay a spiritual stage for you. I believe that I'm a Pentecostal preacher. I believe that all of us believe in the moving and the power of God. And I believe a lot of Pentecostal churches have lost the power of God. We've lost the realness of God. We come to church, and I'm not just talking about this church, but I'm talking about churches in whole. Churches all over this great nation come to gather every Sunday morning, and we have a three-song service. We have announcements and praise reports and prayer requests, and then we might sing another song, and the preacher might get up and preach 20 minutes, and then we get into an altar service, and somebody might come up, one or two people might come up, and then we go home, and God forbid service lasts more than 12 o'clock. I was in Richmond one day doing a service, and I went past 12 o'clock, and I thought they was going to burn me at the stake. God forbid service go past 12 o'clock. God forbid we have a long service anymore. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you hungry for the power of God? Are you hungry for the realness of God? Or do you just want a form and a fashion? Do you just want a religious service, a planned session that we can gather at and talk about something good? Or do you want to experience the realness of God? Do you want to experience the power of God? Something that's tangible, something that's real. My goodness, I feel God in this place already. I want to feel something that's real. Let me tell you something. If I didn't think for one second that God was real, I would not want to be here. I would be doing something else. I would be off somewhere doing some other thing than this. But let me tell you something. I remember one night that I walked in to an old garage church, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost and power that night, and it changed my life. What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Ghost? We don't hear that a lot anymore. Church, we need to be seeking the Holy Ghost. If you want the power, you need to be seeking the Holy Ghost. Getting the Holy Ghost is just to plug into the power, and that means to get a hold of God. Let me tell you something. I am so sick and tired of spaghetti noodle back preachers that ain't worth 2 cents. I'm so tired of praise and worship leaders that's got a little sugar in the tank, if you know what I mean, and ain't got a lick of anointing, but just a bunch of theatrics, and preachers that's got a bunch of theatrics. Let me tell you something. I need the real power of God. I need God moving through me. I need this church for God to be moving through the members of this church. I need the power of God moving in my life. One more time, not just one more time, but multiple times. We need the power of God moving in our lives. When we pick up the guitar to sing, or when we play the piano, or when we preach, or whatever, teach Sunday school, we need the anointing of the Lord. We need the power of God to be moving through us and in us to go out and touch somebody's life. Let me tell you something. If you do not have the power when you preach, if you do not have the power when you sing, or when you do anything for God, you just the average Joe that's just going along the way. But if you want to get, I said, if you want the power of God and you want to be different, and if you want to do something that's just a little bit different than the average preacher, something a little bit different than the average pastor or worship leader, oh, you've got to tap into the power. Oh, I said, you got to tap into the power. I'm going to get to my story in just a minute. I'm getting excited. I was telling Brother Davey here just last year, we was going out singing and preaching and different things, and I would begin to see God move in such a mighty way that I wouldn't even have to lay hands on nobody. I wouldn't even have to touch them. I wouldn't even have to pray for them. They just, little kids begin to fall out under the Holy Ghost, just begin to fall out into the floor. God told me, he says, I'm going to start showing up, and you're not even going to have to do anything. The Lord began to tell me, he said, don't pray for them. He said, just watch me move. And I would not even pray for these people, and teenagers fall out under the power of God, come running to the altar, screaming and crying, wanting God. Let me tell you something. You've got to have the power, church. You've got to have the power. You've got to want it. You've got to desire it. You've got to seek it. I refuse. I absolutely refuse to be just ordinary. I refuse to be ordinary. But I want the power. I remember one night I was in a service, and we used to have prayer meetings. We'd go once a week. We'd have a prayer meeting over in Metazadan in this woman's house. I'll never forget it. We'd get together, a bunch of us, and we'd all get to worshiping, and I'd bring my guitar, and I couldn't have to play a guitar back in. That's been a long time ago. And I'd begin to sing and worship the Lord. Let me tell you something. I was hungry because I knew that there was more than where I was at. Church, you have got to understand that there's more than where we're at today. There's more than where Walton Pentecostal Holiness Church is at right now. There's more than where you're sitting at right now. There's a power that is tangible, and that you can have it. You can feel it. You can see it move. You can watch God do things in your life. We get in those prayer meetings. meetings, and we begin to seek God, and I'd play the guitar. Oh, and the gift of prophecy would start to come forth. People would speak in tongues, and let me tell you something, the times that I grew in the Lord the most was during those prayer meetings, when we was all together seeking God with everything that we had in us, and we would begin to see God move. I watched a I didn't watch this lady, but she had started getting older and developed some type of dementia, or her mind began to slip, and she had drunk some antifreeze, and it put her in the ICU and began to kill her. And they said, there's no way that she's going to make it. You might know him. It was a part of the Hooker family over in Metazidan. And guess what? That prayer group of about four or five or six of us, we begin to pray, and I remember me and this other preacher, we went down to Baptist Hospital in North Carolina, and we found that woman. We begin to pray for her, and we begin to cast that devil off of her, that spirit of death off of her, and we begin to bind that in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something, the doctor said she wouldn't live, but something began to happen in the hospital room that night. Something began to happen. They called us and they said, she's got up. She's doing good. Let me tell you what, she died of old age not too long ago, and she was older back then. She lived many, many more years after that and lived a good life. And I even not only got healed of the sickness and the poisoning that she had, not only got healed of that, but I watched God restore her mind for a little while. God moved in her body and done a work. Let me tell you something. If you want the realness of God, you've got to want it. And as Brother Davey told me today as we was riding in the car, if you would sacrifice for God, you'd have something. If you'd do a little sacrificing in your life, you'd have something. What do you mean? If you'd get down and seek God, if you would hold yourself accountable for something, God will give you something. I'm talking about seeking God with everything you got within you. I'm talking about reading your Bible with everything you've got within you. I may not understand every word that's in this Bible, but God, I know you've got a word for me. God, give me something. Lord, open up this word to me. God, show me something in this Bible, God, that I can take out into this world. Lord, I'm not going to give up. God, I'm not going to come out of this room until I get a word from you. I'm not going to get up from this prayer table until I get something from you. Oh, there's been times I've got down to pray and I said, Lord, I'm not moving until I feel your presence. God, I'm not getting up until I feel your presence one more time. Let me tell you something, church. I want to ask you a question. Do you want God? I said, do you want God? Do you want God tonight? Or are you going to just come to church and be mundane and sit on the pew just like all the other millions of so-called Christians throughout America? Are you going to get busy with God? You're going to get down in the middle of the night and say, Lord, I can't sleep. You must be trying to speak to me. God, give me a word for somebody. God, give me a word for this one. I've got to have the power. My Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm about to ready to take my towel. My Lord, I feel the presence of God. I remember at a church down in Indian Valley Pentecostal Holiness Church. My life was beginning to fall apart and everything. Didn't have no money, didn't have nothing. I had an old beat-up car. It had more Bondo in it, and it had metal in it. And I'd drive to that church and so hungry for the Lord. I had a shirt on that said Turbocharged, and I wore that. I don't know why it said that. I just found it at Walmart or something. And I wore that shirt to church all the time. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm turbocharged for you. I want something. Before church, there wasn't a service that went by that I didn't go down and pray for an hour every church service, because I was expecting God to do something. And I remember, a lot of you ain't been like this, but I remember God would get to moving in that church service. Oh, it wouldn't take me long. Let me tell you what, I'm a hair trigger, buddy, when it comes to the Holy Ghost. I can't stand it. I can't hold back. When God gets to moving, I'm the worst one it could be. I start crying. I start running. I start shouting. I get all beside myself when King Jesus shows up. Because let me tell you what, I love me some power. I love me when God shows up and begins to get moving. I like it when people don't know what to do when God gets to moving. But we get to singing and praying and shouting up at Indian Valley Pentecostal Holiness Church. And I remember the piano sit over here on this side of the stage, and they'd be up there. Oh, we didn't have a big band like we got down here now. We didn't have all the worship leaders and all the important people, but we had one woman who really loved God, whose life was broken into many pieces. Sister Dinah Perdue was the one playing the piano. And Sister Dinah would begin to play that piano. Brother Ken Reed would begin to play the guitar. Brother Chad, he wasn't but 13 years old, would begin to play the drums, and the Holy Ghost would get to moving. Sometimes I'd get to sing, sometimes I wouldn't get to sing, but people would start running to the altar. I said, people, we need to start having church where people start running to the altar again. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Running to the fountain, running to the power. We'd begin to get singing, and people come to the altar, and I'd never forget, I'd get around the piano, and the Holy Ghost would hit me. I'd get so drunk under the power of God, I'd fall out into the floor. Oh, I'd have to lay there until everybody'd leave. It'd be dark. There'd been many times. Let me tell you, I feel God. Lord have mercy. I feel the presence of God in here. I'd have to crawl out of the church. Praise God. I'd have to get down on all fours because the power of God was so upon me. I was driving, so I had to be 16. I had to crawl out on all fours, out in the parking lot, trying to get to my car because I was so drunk under the power of God. Let me tell you something. We want to get somewhere with God. We got to get down to the power. We've got to say, God, give me an experience that I'm not going to forget about. God, give me an experience that I'm never, ever going to forget about. I need the power to move in my life one more time. Amen. How many wants to get drunk on the Holy Ghost tonight? I said, how many wants to get drunk on the Holy Ghost tonight? Well, they have to come and call us and call our parents and in-laws or whatever we got to get and come and get us because we can't drive because we're drunk. Because God done showed up and God began to move. Let me tell you something. I remember many nights I had to crawl myself out of the church because the power began to move. And I was telling Brother Davey today, when the power begins to move in a church, you don't have to worry about having some plan to get people to come to church. They'll start coming. You take people that's sick. You got people that's been diagnosed with cancer, just like Sis was back there. When the power starts showing up, cancer begins to leave, just like it did here the other night. I said, when the power shows up, cancer begins. Now, ain't that right, Sis? Cancer begins to leave when the power shows up. Oh, when the power shows up, the sinner begins to get saved. When the power shows up, people begin to get their life right. They begin to run to the altar and say, Lord, my life's a mess. There's something to this. There's something real about this. I went to Floyd County High School, and I don't know if I told the girls, but we sung up there, and God laid on my heart to go up there and start ministering to them kids. I told the devil, I said, devil, you've picked on the wrong preacher. I said, I'm going to go to the high school, and I'm going to tell every teenager that walks by me about Jesus. We begin to sing up there, and to look at them kids, you would have thought nothing happened. Ain't that right, Darryl? They just looked at us like we was knots on the log, didn't they? Them two right there was plumb scared to death. I thought they was going to pass out on the stage. I came in just a few days later, and they said, Paul, them kids is all fired up now. They want to go Christmas caroling, and they want to do it. There's something about the power. There's something about the power that when it begins to move things in this world. It begins to do things. that people said is impossible. I looked at Lauren Robertson. I said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, God, I'm not here to just play church. That's what I told her sitting in the office. I said, I'm not here to play church. I said, I want God to begin to move. And I said, y'all better watch it. God's going to move and these kids is going to get on board. And they're going to get on board. And I said, we're not even going to have to convince them. Say, God done been dealing with me. God done been showing me some things. Sure enough, when I came back that second time, she said, they wanting to do this and they wanting to start this drive and this and that. And I looked at her, I said, I told you. I said, I told you. And they ain't even really felt the power yet. I'm waiting for when we get in our sister April and the Holy Ghost breaks loose and they haul me out of there in handcuffs because half of the high school's drunk. Lord, help us. Verse 24 says, and Jesus went with him and much followed him and thronged him. Now, I want you to picture this. All these people were around Jesus. I'm talking about the power. Jesus representing the power here. Jesus representing something that's real, something that's tangible, something that's not just way off. We look at God like he's way off somewhere. We look at God like he's just some figure of our imaginations, a figment of our imagination way off somewhere. That if we be a good person, that we'll be okay and we'll get to go to this happy place one day where good people go because of this word called grace. Honey, if that's your religion, I feel sorry for you. Honey, if you want to go to a happy place, put you on some happy music and close your eyes. But if you want to see hell shaken, if you want to see demons fear, when you get out of bed every morning, you begin to seek God. Say, Lord, I don't want to go to a happy place. God, I just don't want to be a graceful, happy Christian and some good person. But God, I want to know the deep things of you. Jesus in this story representing the deep things of God. Jesus in this story representing something that's tangible, something that's real, something that will change somebody's life. And you know why? Because people was all around him. Let me tell you something. I don't care what they say. We see, well, if there's only one or two gathered in his name, we'll have something. Let me tell you something. I do believe that. But I've seen the Holy Ghost begin to move. I've been in revival services where God begins to move. Honey, they'd be driving down the road and they feel the power of God and they turn around and come back, drive in the parking lot, come walking in the church saying, what's going on? What's going on? Let me tell you something. When the power of God is moving, people come. Listen to me. When the power of God is moving, people come. I was in Withfield, Virginia, preaching one night, and it began to snow, and this woman, homeless woman, was walking by, and she felt God. She said, something told me to come in here. And she come in. She was addicted to alcohol and different things. And she come up, and she grabbed my hand, and she jerked back. She said, what was that, preacher? I said, that was the Holy Ghost. And she said, she started crying. She said, will God deliver me? And Brother Carroll reached over and he put his hand on her and he said, God's already delivered you. The Holy Ghost hit that woman. She'd never experienced anything like that in her life and got filled with the Holy Ghost. Give her heart to the Lord that night. When the power is moving, people will come. Jesus was walking and all these people was around him. He was in this great crowd. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years. Now, I want you to understand Jesus in this story is representing the tangible that we can have. The woman in this story is representing you and I, what we can be. Let me tell you something. A lot of us are there, and then a lot of us aren't where we need to be with God. We think, oh, if I just had this. Oh, if I just had that. Oh, I could do this. If I just had this instrument, I could sing better. Oh, if I just had these musicians. Oh, I'd be a better worship leader. If I had this suit, I'd be a better preacher. Or what? If I had more people, I'd be a better such and such. But let me tell you something. That's your issue tonight. You think your source comes from everything but God. Honey, you've got to realize where your source is. When it comes time to eat, we know we need to go to the kitchen table because Mama's fixed us something. We know where the beans and the taters and the chicken is, don't we? It's just that simple with Jesus. You got to know where the table is. You got to know how to get to the power source. Jesus in this story is representing the tangible. We're representing the woman. And the woman which had the issue of blood, she'd been sick. She's got this plague. And she's had it for 12 years. A lot of you has had the plague of being complacent with God for many years. I'm going to say it again. Y'all don't get mad at me. I love you to death. Y'all don't get mad at me. I love you to death. But a lot of us have been plagued with complacency for many years. We are plagued with normal is okay. We are plagued with it, normal service is okay. We are plagued with I don't want church to go long because I want to go eat at Dairy Queen afterwards. We are plagued with that. We are plagued with I don't want Sunday morning service to go any longer than 12 o'clock because I got to get home to Grandma's to eat Sunday dinner. I've got this. I've got to rest on Sunday because I've got work tomorrow. When all the time somebody sitting in the church pew is dying and on their way to hell. Oh, somebody help me preach tonight. We've got to have the power, church. We've got to get to the source. We need to be sitting in the church pew on Sunday morning and God speak to us and say, no, Brother Paul, service is not over yet. About three pews behind you, Brother such and such needs Jesus. Brother such and such is dealing with depression. Now's not the time to leave. Begin to seek me. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you begin to deal with their heart. Let me tell you something. We have got to get to the source. We have got to stop being plagued with complacency. This woman had suffered many things. She's went to many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. I see so many Christians, listen to me, so many people, they try on this program, they try on this pill, they try on that pill, they try on this doctor, they try on this friend, they try on this husband, this wife. And oh, they think we trade our wife in, we go get somebody else, we'd be happy. We trade our husband in, go get somebody else, we'd be happy. Oh, if we had this car, Lord, help me, we'd be happy. God, if we had this, we'd be happy. Let me tell you something. Your happiness is not dependent on other people, like I said last Sunday. Your happiness is not dependent on things, or your destiny is not dependent on other things, but your destiny and your power is depending on whether or not you're touching Jesus. But yet we running around all this person. We running around to Brother Davy. Brother Davy, pray for me. I just can't seem to get past this situation. I just can't seem to get past this. We run to Sister Hannah. Hannah, sing me a song. Make me feel better. Oh, Brother Sister Deborah, pray for me. Brother Dean, play the drums a little louder. Maybe you can beat the devil out of my life. We try this and we try that. And we get nowhere. We get absolutely nowhere. I told y'all one time that counselors. And they went to that one counselor. How many of y'all heard me tell this story? And they set you on the couch and they said, you want the lights on or off? I don't know whether I want the lights on or off. What are you talking about? And your life's falling all apart. It was a Christian counselor. They said, let me tell you something. You talking to somebody that's been immune to the power, and anything less than that's a fake to me. I'm telling you, man, I feel so good. I might just take my shoes off. We try this physician. We try that. Make me feel better. Give me this. And I'm not talking medicine is wrong to take. But let me tell you something. There's something about when you get into a Holy Ghost service. Anybody ever been in a Holy Ghost service before? Anybody ever been through a prayer line? Anybody ever had anointing oil poured all over you? To where your hair is just plumb saturated. Sister Deborah hates that. I'm talking about when you just pour it and just lay it on some woman's hair and just mess it all up. And they so mad at you. Who do you think you are? And then you see it. Here comes the Holy Ghost. knocks them right down. Honey, let me tell you, when the power comes, you forget about your hair. You forget about what you look like. You forget about this and that. How many wants the power tonight? We start running to this and that, and we start going to this person and that person. Oh, give me a word. Give me this. Give me that. But when the power shows up, when God begins to touch your life, it does something. Let me tell you, good Lord. Y'all should be shouting me down about now. We go to all these people. We spend all our money. We get 16 jobs. We think if we had more money, we'd be happy. We think if we had a position, we'd be happy. We think if I could get to the, if I could just be the boss, I'd be happy. Or if I could have this, I'd be happy. But all the time, if you pay attention, we just seem to get worse. We get weaker. We get weaker. We get more complacent. We just get beat down so much. And we're so far from the power. This woman, she had done all these things, but she'd grown worse. But she heard, let me tell you something. Verse 27 says, when she had heard of a man named Jesus. Amen. When she heard of a man named Jesus coming to town. Oh, we're talking about something different than physicians. We're talking about something different than counselors. We're talking about something different than pills and alcohol and women and sex and different things and all these things that we seek after to make us feel better. Cigarettes, God help us. All these things. And we hear of a man named Jesus. Oh, some of you have heard of him. But as we say in Floyd, have you ever heard of him? Have you ever heard of a man named Jesus? Have you ever been sitting in church somewhere? How many's ever been to a revival service? And they begin to start playing and you just begin to feel the atmosphere begin to change in the house. Oh, I'm telling you, I know when it happens. The atmosphere begins to change and it begins to turn. And something starts moving and you start hearing of a man named Jesus. You know this ain't going to be no regular service. We go out and preach different places and I know right off whether they was on board with me or if they was just going to get complacent on me. I went to a church down in Mount Airy one night and started playing that hymn and organ. Then people begin to shout and run around, scream, dance, run on the ceiling. I'm talking about the power of God. It got so crazy. Started praying. I mean, God was moving in such a way. Have you ever heard of a man named Jesus to where you know he's in the house and you begin to run to him? Amen. This woman, she heard of Jesus. He was coming to town. Santa Claus might be coming to town, but there's a man coming to town named Jesus, and he can bring you more than a red sleigh with reindeers, honey. I'm talking about real power that's tangible that you can have tonight. Heard Jesus was coming to town and in the press behind, and she was coming up behind him. Now you got to imagine this woman. She'd been weak. She's been battered. She's been to all these people. She's sought all these people. She's tried all these. Just like many of you have had. You've tried all these things. You've stayed up all night watching preachers prophesy to you that you're supposed to be millionaires by now. You've had every preacher in the world lay hands on you. But yet you still complacent, living in a complacent environment with God. And you've not really tapped into the power. You've not really got to where you need to be with the Lord yet. And I'm not talking about living right. That comes along with the power. But I'm talking about really knowing His voice that when He speaks. I'm talking about really touching Him. I'm talking about knowing when God shows up in the room that when the Holy Ghost gets all over you, you don't even know what to do with yourself. She began to push through the crowd. she realized that the power was in front of her. She'd heard of a man named Jesus. She probably didn't even really know if it was real or not, but she'd heard of a man named Jesus. A lot of you, as I'm preaching, you're thinking, well, I don't know if this is really for me. Maybe this is for somebody else. Maybe this Holy Ghost, this anointing stuff, this power stuff that he's talking about is for somebody else. Maybe it's not really real. But this woman, she's kind of like you all tonight. I don't know about this. She's pushing through the crowd. And I'm sure as she's weak and frail, people might have pushed her down. People might have tried to stop her. And oh, no, you're not worthy to get to the King. You're not worthy to get to the power. Let me tell you something, church. You're worthy to get to the power tonight. You're worthy. You're a candidate to move in the power tonight. She began to push through the crowd. She began to make her way, determined. And she said this, but if I can but touch the hem of his garment, if I can just but touch the hem. Anybody know what a hem is? It's your hem. Probably the lowest part on your body. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Oh, my Lord. We might not think it's real at first. We might entertain the thought. But as we start pressing through, as we start seeking God a little more, as we start fasting a little more, we start pushing through. Getting past this person that gets on our nerves. Getting past this job that's weighing me down. Getting past this or that. Getting past financial difficulty. Getting past church problems. And we get through the crowd. And we reach out. And we get to that point. And I can't explain it, but we get to that point. We say, if I can but touch Jesus.
That's right.
April, if I can just but get a hold of him. If I could feel his presence one more time. I know that I'd be made whole. I know that I'd be made whole. I know that all this stuff that I've been worrying about will go away. If I can just but touch the hem of his garment. If I can feel his presence just one more time.
Amen.
This woman pushing through. This woman pushing through. Poppy, can you come up here for just a second? I'm going to borrow. Girls, can you come up here? You ain't going to have to talk. Come here. Dean, will you come up here? Sis, will you come up here for just a second? Poppy, you're going to be Jesus. Stand right here. Turn right here. I want y'all to get around him. See, this is where a lot of us are church people. We being complacent. Y'all leaving too many gaps. I can touch him from here. All right, that'll work. A lot of us is out here in church. But we got to get to the power. And we come around. And we trying to get to the power. And the devil will send Dean. And he'll say, Paul, you're not worthy. Y'all feeling me tonight? I'm telling you, I'm feeling the Lord in here. If you don't like it, just entertain me for a while. We try to get to the power and we reach around and we can't get to it because the spirit of Dean says, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough to get to the power. That power's for some other preacher and I'm trying to reach around and I'm trying to, and I can't get there. And what every church person does, most likely, sits down. It's for Brother Davy. Look how he preaches. We come along and we're trying to get to the power. And when we reach and we try to get in, the spirit of depression says, no, you can't get to the power. It's not for you. I'm going to hold you locked up. Y'all with me tonight? You can't get to the power. That's for somebody else. We come around the spirit of Hannah. God help us. We try to get in. We reach around and we can't get to the power because the spirit of Hannah says that's for somebody else. We come around the spirit of Rachel. Spirit of pride, I'm just kidding. We try to get around, and that spirit says, no, you can't get there. You can't. You're not worthy. I want to tell you something. Y'all better listen to what I've got to say right now. You're not worthy. I'm not worthy to be heirs of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm not worthy. But if I can but just touch the hem of His garment. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, y'all listen, we got to get down low. We got to get down to where everybody thinks that we're nothing. And we're crawling. And we say, but if I can but just touch, if I can but just feel His presence one more time. Y'all with me tonight? If I could just get to God one more time. Lord, I've got the spirit of pride. I've got the spirit of depression. And God, I've got the spirit of unworthiness. And the spirit of Hannah tells me that I can't get there, that I'm not a good enough musician. I do this and I do that wrong. And the spirit of Rachel says you can't do that. And we're just so low and we're so unworthy. Let me tell you something. At that point, you're a good candidate for God to use you. And we just get so low. And we reach and we grab the hem of His garment. Just for a second, church.
All right.
Man, I felt it. Poppy. Good day. I sit just for a second. Oh, God. I sit just for a second. Just reach down as low as you might be and touch Him just for a second. You'll be made whole. Whew. Did you feel that, Poppy? Whew. I felt it too, baby. God. That's what I'm talking about. Come here, brother. That's what I'm talking about. That's a, if I could just... Come on, girls.